Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about, well, how our cells copy DNA without completely falling apart.
Right. So this paper is all about DNA replication, which, you know, happens every time a cell divides. But here's the thing. It's not just about copying the DNA. It's about doing it perfectly, every single time.
And that's harder than it sounds, right? Because if you mess up DNA replication, you get mutations, you get cancer, all sorts of bad stuff.
Exactly. So the researchers here discovered this protein called PAF15, PCNA-associated factor 15. And it turns out this little guy is absolutely critical for keeping everything running smoothly.
Okay. So, PAF15, what does it do exactly?
Well, it works with another protein called PCNA, which is like a sliding clamp that helps DNA polymerase, the enzyme that actually copies DNA, stay attached to the DNA strand.
So it's like a helper protein, keeps things stable.
Yeah, but here's where it gets really interesting. DNA replication happens on two strands at once, the leading strand and the lagging strand. And PAF15 only works on the lagging strand.
Wait, only one strand? Why just the lagging strand?
That's the mystery. The lagging strand is more complicated because it's made in these short fragments called Okazaki fragments, and they all have to be stitched together. PAF15 helps stabilize PCNA specifically on that strand, so all those fragments get processed correctly.
Okay, so if PAF15 is missing, what happens? Does everything just break down?
Pretty much. Without PAF15, PCNA becomes unstable and falls off the DNA too early. The Okazaki fragments don't get properly sealed, and you end up with gaps and errors in the DNA. The cell has to activate backup repair pathways just to survive.
Wow. So it's like if you're building a house and someone keeps taking away your scaffolding before you're done.
That's a great analogy. And here's the kicker. PAF15 is in really limited supply. The cell doesn't have much of it lying around. So when too many replication sites start up at once, you run out of PAF15, and things start to go wrong.
So, it's a bottleneck. The cell can only replicate as fast as its PAF15 supply allows.
Exactly. And that's why the cell has this checkpoint system, the S-phase checkpoint, that basically says, hey, slow down, we're running out of resources. It prevents too many replication origins from firing at once.
That's actually pretty elegant. The cell has a built-in quality control system.
Right. But if that checkpoint fails, like if you inhibit the ATR protein that controls it, then you get what the researchers call replication catastrophe. Everything just collapses.
Okay, so this has implications for cancer, right? Because cancer cells are replicating like crazy.
Absolutely. The researchers found that PAF15 is overexpressed in almost all types of cancer. Tumor cells need more of it to keep up with their rapid replication. But here's the twist. If you give them too much PAF15, it actually kills them.
Wait, too much is bad too? Why?
Because PAF15 is supposed to stay on the lagging strand. But if there's too much of it, it starts showing up on the leading strand where it doesn't belong, and that messes up the whole replication machinery.
So it's like Goldilocks. Not too little, not too much, just right.
Exactly. And the cell actually has a transcription factor called E2F4 that keeps PAF15 levels in check. It represses PAF15 expression to make sure there's not too much of it.
So if you could target PAF15 in cancer cells, either block it or flood them with too much, you might be able to stop them from replicating.
That's the idea. The researchers are suggesting that PAF15 could be a really promising target for cancer therapy. You could design drugs that disrupt the PAF15-PCNA interaction, and that would specifically hit cancer cells that are replicating too fast.
That's really cool. And it's all because of this one little protein that most people have never heard of.
Right. It just goes to show how much we still have to learn about the basic machinery of life. Every protein has a job, and when you figure out what that job is, you can start to understand how things go wrong in disease.
All right. So to sum up, PAF15 is a rate-limiting factor in DNA replication. It's essential for the lagging strand, and it's a potential target for cancer therapy.
You nailed it. And if you want to dive deeper into the science, we'll have links to the full paper in the show notes. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.